Stephen Nash, Chairman Newgate Whitney. Given that the first duty of government is defence of the realm, what do the candidates think about David Cameron and the government's refusal to commit to 2% of GDP spending on NATO commitment? And bearing in mind, if we are dragged into an EU army, we could be forced against our wishes to fight a country, for example, like Russia.
Our party doesn't have any specific defence policy, we have a full range of policies, so I'll give you a personal opinion. Now, if we belong to an international organisation like NATO, I think that we should spend the 2% as we're committed to do so. I think we're obliged to do so, we absolutely have to do that. But I think at the same time, we have to understand we're in a changing world and the threats are changing dramatically. In terms of, you know, there's cyber terrorism, for one example. There's huge problems in the United States about at the moment, lots of hacking going on. These are real things that we need to be addressing. Obviously, the problems with extremism, which conventional, you know, warfare and military cannot, you know, deal with in the same way. So we've got to be much smarter about how we actually are negotiating how we're spending our money. And I also think that a lot of the countries in the past have not stood up to the plate. It always seems to be, you know, the British that are there, you're spending a lot of money. And I think that, you know, a lot of the other countries should be, you know, stepping forward and doing their fair share for the world as well. We always seem to be sort of the small policeman in the world underneath the United States. And I think that needs to change.